Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another Epstein probe. I'm Deborah Valentine, Fox News. President Trump is directing the Justice Department to look into Democrats' potential ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors will investigate any involvement between convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and prominent Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton. Bondi confirmed the investigation shortly after President Trump requested it in a social media post, accusing Democrats of using what he calls the Epstein hoax to deflect from the government shutdown and other failures. Earlier in the week, House Democrats released years-old emails from Epstein about President Trump, and enough lawmakers signed on to a discharge petition forcing a vote next week on ordering the Justice Department to release all of its Epstein-related files. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Democratic leaders in North Carolina are speaking out against a potential federal immigration crackdown in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fox's Kristen Goodwin with the details.
North Carolina City Councilman-elect J.D. Arias responding to reports the Trump administration is planning to send immigration enforcement agents to Charlotte.
Our Queen City will not become a staging ground for fear.
Amen.
We will not confuse cruelty with safety, and we will not allow the politics of intimidation to define who belongs here.
Freedom Center for Social Justice Executive Director Cameron Pruitt.
This is not about legal status. This is about the color of someone's skin, about where they come from, and about causing fear and division.
The Department of Homeland Security not commenting on future or potential operations, and local officials say they have yet to receive any formal notification. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The crackdown may begin as early as today. America's listening to Fox News.
Instagram teen accounts default teens into automatic protections for who can contact them and the content they can see. Explore teen accounts and all of our ongoing work to protect teens online at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
President Trump announcing he is suspending tariffs on some consumer products, including beef, coffee, tropical fruits, and other commodities. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
White House officials say grocery and housing prices are trending in the right direction as the Trump administration works to drive down costs with a variety of actions, including cutting the red tape to increase available housing units. White House officials also announced Trump is rolling back tariffs on certain key imports, including coffee, tropical fruits, and beef, among other items. They said given the substantial progress in reciprocal trade negotiations, including the conclusion of 9 framework deals, President Trump has now determined that it's necessary and appropriate to further modify the scope of the reciprocal tariffs.
The president suggested tariffs may have, in some cases, increased consumer prices after previously claiming tariffs had not caused inflation. Democratic lawmakers are blaming the rise in the cost of living on the Trump administration's tariffs and continue to call for an extension to health care subsidies, which they say will help prevent health care costs from becoming unaffordable. With air traffic controllers returning following the federal government shutdown, flight cutbacks at all 40 major U.S. airports will be reduced from 6 to 3%. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
The FAA is easing flight cuts at 40 major airports. Starting Saturday, airlines can operate 97% of scheduled flights. That's an improvement from the 6% cut mandated earlier this week. The change comes as air traffic controller staffing levels improve following the government reopening. The FAA will monitor the system through the weekend and decide when normal operations can resume.
The reduction in cutbacks is set to begin at 6 a.m. The top-tier winning ticket for Friday night's $980 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold in Georgia, according to lottery officials. I'm Deborah Valentine. This is Fox News.
It's Will Kane Country. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday at foxnews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss the show. Listen and follow the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.